Doctor Who Short Trips Flywheel Revolution by Paul Dale Smith. My clock told me it was 5:15 and 23 seconds, and it was 5:15 and 23 seconds 10 minutes later when we finally crested the Hill of Junk. Once we stood on the ridge, the full force of the storm hit us. The wind and the rain slid over me, but Toby was nearly lifted off his stubby legs. The cloud was so low and thick that we could barely see anything. I peered fiercely into the gloom. It was 5:15 and 23 seconds.
"Why am I doing this?"
Toby wheezed asthmatically to himself. "Don't pretend you don't want to see it." Lightning flashed, striking another junk pile a kilometre below us. We could see the metal liquefy and fuse. Sparks danced across the surface of the scrap until the mist and the rain drew in again. It was beautiful.
"We have to go back."
Toby shivered behind me. "This way," I said, heading down the hill again.
"Frankie, you have no idea where you are."
It was still 5:15 and 23 seconds. The ground below was a maze of tunnels and passages, all made from the accumulated junk of centuries. The rain pooled here and there, deep enough for Toby to disappear in. He looked about anxiously.
"So which way now?"
he asked. I could hear the undertone of apprehension he was trying to keep from me. "This way," I said, and led him away.
"What if we do find it?"
Toby asked.
"What if it sees us?"
"Then I tell everyone that the monster got you. Even if they don't believe me, they'll come with me to get what's left of you. No way they can say it's just a story when they're picking bits of your brain out of the junk."
"That doesn't sound like I come out of it too well."
"But you won't have died in vain." He didn't look convinced. But I had seen another landmark I recognised. The half-rusted frame of a giant futter poked out of the junk. Her powerful legs were completely buried, if they still existed at all. They would each have been almost as thick as her chest, the oversized pistons having to lift her massive cauldron body from one launch site to the next. She was tilted drunkenly. Ordinarily, a futter this size could launch a satellite clean into orbit, but this one would send it crashing drunkenly in the next valley.
"She's still wound,"
Toby said nervously. The futter didn't say anything, but her eyes followed us. "Have you seen the monster?" I yelled up at her. She didn't answer.
"Don't talk."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?